Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do. We'll send you the newsletter, by the way, by email on Sunday afternoon. The blog we'll send to you 5 days a week. We update that every weekday. And then all the other things, our website is updated every day. The homepage, the front page articles are updated once a week. But we got new stuff going up all the time. So I hope you'll use it to your advantage. And that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where, after today, you'll be able to find the new postings of our new friend Stephanie Frank, the author of The Accidental Millionaire and co-founder of the Whole Wealth Institute Business Accelerator. She's our new friend, and she's going to be on our website as of today. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on being a serial entrepreneur.
Well, thank you very, very much.
You're a repeat offender, aren't you?
I am a repeat offender, just one at a time. On to the next.
Tell us about your first business.
You know, my first business, I started actually when I was 19.
You were a baby.
I was a baby. And here's the thing.
What kind of business was it?
It was in the computer industry.
All right.
And it was just when computer networking was kind of starting out.
So you started when you were 19. So this is like 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, right. But you know what? Here's what happened. Have you ever, I know a lot of people out there listening have been victim to this as well. Within the first 3 years, we did our first million, and then
wow.
Our second, and third, and fourth, and that success came so fast that I didn't know how to handle it.
Was it easy?
You know, it took a lot of work. I think, the focus of the business was to perform a particular service. That part was pretty easy, and we got good at it. And having the entrepreneurial skills to manage those things, I didn't have them. I had dropped out of college. You know, I didn't go to
What did you lack?
What did I like or lack?
What did you lack?
I lacked, there were four different areas. And I know now that this is what happens with so many millions of business owners out there. When they don't get the right results, they basically have a pattern that's broken in one of four areas. They're either leading it improperly, they've got problems there, marketing without the skills that they need,
mm-hmm.
managing without the skills, and they don't have financial skills.
That's the biggie.
That's part of it.
Because you can have marketing, and you can have management, you can have leadership skills, but if you don't understand the difference between cash flow and accounting, you can still go down.
Well, you know, that's and you just hit it right on the head. The cash flow is not the profit.
It's not intuitive, is it?
It's not intuitive at all. And a lot of people don't know that. You know, they figure they'll just start a business based on what they know and their strengths, and then they get stuck because they really bought themselves into, well, a job that they have to trade their time for money.
Or they do what you did, which and I'm not saying exactly what you did, but when I say what you did by that, I mean that you grew so fast that when you see somebody walking down a street who looked like they just got hit by a truck, and you say, what's wrong? They say, well, I just went out of business. What happened? I don't know. I was doing great. Well, yeah. they outgrew their cash.
Well, and there's that part. In my particular case, you know, my first business did fail. I'd be lying if I said it was still in existence because it's not. And it failed because there were so many things happening. I was working 18, 20 hours a day. And
were you in the business when it failed?
Oh, yes. Yes,
so the business that you started at 19, you wrote it up and you wrote it down.
I did, and it went down ultimately because of one thing, and that is I built the business around me,
yeah.
my skills, and my abilities. And when I extracted myself, that was it. Failure was imminent.
Stephanie, let me stop you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you have any idea how much courage it takes for Stephanie to come on this show and talk about failing? Stephanie, I applaud you, and I wanted you to know that you are a true leader, and you really care about other people, because a lot of people wouldn't do what you just did.
Well, there's a reason for it, because I now know that with more than 85% of the businesses out there that people start that they fail, and they go down that almost the exact same path that I went. You know,
we don't have to keep making mine and your mistakes, do they?
No.
Make your own mistakes. Don't make the ones we've already made.
That's right. Well, and especially when the answer is so simple, it's just that you just didn't know. You know, how to communicate with people, how to read a balance sheet, how to really do marketing that makes sense. You know, I work with people all over the world who come to me. I just had a mortgage broker that I was working with the other day, and she said, you know what, I've done all of this advertising in the Wall Street Journal, and I got two calls. And I thought, well, who told you to advertise in the Wall Street Journal? You know? Oh, my gosh. You know, and they're doing the wrong tactics and the wrong things.
Right.
But just some simple...
You did tell her to advertise on radio, right, Stephanie?
But of course.
Of course
actually,
you did.
That,
well,
that's one of the things.
You know, Stephanie, so many people... I have a theory about what you were just saying about people going into business. I believe that people think... that since they're consumers, since they know how to buy stuff and sell stuff, and they know they manage their own money, that they think being a business owner is easy.
Exactly.
That's my theory, and I tell them, wait a minute, you wouldn't operate on someone's brain if you wouldn't say I'm going to be a brain surgeon and start operating tomorrow. I don't care if you did stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. You know, you wouldn't do that. Being a business owner is a profession, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and even no matter whether your business is a brick-and-mortar store somewhere, whether it's a brain surgeon, whether it's an internet business, it is a business, and it requires a set of skills to take on that particular type of work. And you're right, it is exactly like saying, you know, I hear it all the time, too, I'm going to start an internet business. Well, that's an entire industry. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, what section
right.
are you going to focus in? And yeah, exactly.
Focus. So, you use that word. Is that an important word?
It's a huge word. Almost impossible for most entrepreneurs because they think that focus means look at one thing at a time. But entrepreneurs are such creative that it's nearly impossible to do that. So the key here is to know what the end point is and focus on all of the multiple things that are going to get you to that end point.
Mm-hmm.
And discern, does this make sense? What is what I'm doing right now, does that make sense to my bottom line?
Well, if you're the entrepreneurial type, which, as Stephanie said, means that you're kind of bouncing off the walls a little bit, maybe out in a tree somewhere, that's good. We need that kind of brain power. But, Stephanie, when we come back, I want you to talk to us about hiring people, and you grab them by the shoulders and say, keep me focused. 20 after, we'll be right back with Stephanie Frank. She's the author of The Accidental Millionaire and a great entrepreneur success story. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephanie Frank is here, too. She's the author of The Accidental Millionaire. Stephanie, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.stephaniefrank.com.
And that's no S on Frank, ladies and gentlemen, just Frank, a singular. And so stephaniefrank.com. What do we find when we get there, Stephanie?
Well, you're going to find all kinds of things. You'll find some excerpts of the book. You'll find some more information about me and some more information about some of the amazing systems and creativity and items for your business that you'll be able to put into use right away.
And the books. We can find the books. You got audio program there, too, don't you?
Sure. We have books, audio program. We have home study courses, coaching programs.
All right. So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Stephanie, I promised the audience that you'd help us start our business on a shoestring budget. So can you talk to us about that a little bit?
You know what? I absolutely can, Jim. And here's the thing. We alluded to it in the last segment a little bit about the advertising in the Wall Street Journal and where do you spend money on marketing your business or how do you get the kinds of things that you need out of your business. And, you know, here's what most people don't know. They don't realize, and I really want to get this through today, that there are really only three end results to any of your marketing activities. Number one end result is visibility. The number two end result is connection. And the number three end result is credibility. Visibility, connection, or credibility. And most small business owners, and especially if you're selling a service, they do the wrong kind of advertising.
They look for love in the wrong places, to paraphrase.
That's right.
Gotta look
for love in the right place.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When you are building your business, one of the greatest things, wouldn't you love to have somebody walk up to you and say, oh, my gosh, I've heard of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's credibility right there. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, credibility very often costs nothing. Credibility is an article in a magazine. It's a radio interview with you, Jim. It is a press release. It is all kinds of things that just don't cost money to make.
An award of some kind from your industry. If you just accept a position on a committee in your industry's regional committee that you may not think is that big a deal. If you can write a press release for something like that and get it in the paper or get it on the radio or something like that, that's street cred, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know what? And using the internet, I personally started this way because I didn't want to spend any money on marketing. And what I did was I used credibility building tactics like articles, like the things you're talking about. And I sent them out all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And within the first 12 months of my business development arm, I had customers in 56 different countries. And somebody actually walked up to me one day and said, I've heard of your book. I read it. I think I even saw it in Barnes & Noble. And, Jim,
wow.
I haven't even written it yet.
that's some serious credibility there.
Isn't that crazy? But
let's move off of marketing for a moment. What are some other areas where we can operate on a shoestring?
There are four areas: leadership, marketing, management, and money. So leadership, first of all. You don't have to spend all kinds of money getting a lot of education. What you really need to know about leadership is you can't lead people if you don't know where you're going.
Right.
So you've got to consider, what does your business look like when it's built, not just what's immediately in front of you. And you can get other people working with you excited about that vision even if you don't know how to get there. So we get so hung up on the how, but you've got to know the what.
And it doesn't cost anything to make people feel good about themselves, to help them be professional and successful, and to treat them right. That doesn't cost anything, does it?
That's exactly it. That's exactly true. And kind of piggybacking on that, working into the management skill, that's another piece, is when you're working with people, there are basically four different kinds of people out there. There are idea people, support people, detail people, and strategic, bottom line kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really simple to mirror a person's behavior, a person's body language, and a person's language. Detail people will talk about analysis. Idea people will talk about fun and creativity. Simply use those words, and you'll have that immediate and instant credibility factor and connection within your own organization.
The other thing that happens is, if I'm an idea guy and I hire four other idea people, we're in trouble, aren't we?
Well, I call that the potty principle, actually, and especially for women. Just because we go to the bathroom together doesn't mean
yeah,
we
what's
need to
up,
go into
what's
business.
Up with that, Stephanie? What's that all about?
But you're absolutely right. You'll have a lot of ideas, but you know what? You won't get a whole lot of work done.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's the problem. That's one of the big management challenges. All right, what about the financial?
Well, in financial, the very first thing, you hit it immediately at the beginning. Cash flow and profits are not the same. You need to educate yourself. This is an area where you do have to spend a little bit of time and effort and education in being able to understand and read three very simple reports in your business: the profit and loss statement, the balance sheet, and the cash flow statement. Because those three pieces of paper right there will give you a snapshot, a statement of position, and exactly where your cash is going. And you can run your entire organization with those three pieces of paper.
Stephanie, thank you for saying that, because I've been saying that to my audience now for 8.5 years. Sometimes I think maybe they don't believe me. So thank you for backing me up on that. Give us your website again, please.
It's so true, Jim. The website is stephaniefrank.com.
And the book is The Accidental Millionaire. You can find it on her site and also wherever books are sold. Stephanie, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Jim, I would love to. Thank you so much for the invite.
It's been a lot of fun. You did a good job, and we'll get you back again real soon.
Thank you. Have a great day, Jim.
Stephanie Frank, ladies and gentlemen, our newest member of our Brain Trust. Right back after these messages with our good buddy Don Cooper. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Hey!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.